Blog Talk Radio.
CEO and founder of the Max Mobile Apps Network, ladies and gentlemen. And we have coming up also the beautiful and talented Miss Donna B, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best voiceover specialists and professionals on the planet Earth, ladies and gentlemen. And we can't wait for you to hear their voices real soon. Hey, some quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen, about how to get in touch with Miss Donna B and Mr. Alfred Beals. Hey, on Twitter, we want you to follow us on Max Mobile Pro, ladies and gentlemen, on the Twitter account. Want you to follow us on Max Mobile Pro, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, for Miss Donna B, you need to definitely tap in to her network, ladies and gentlemen, as well. On Twitter, Miss Donna B, that's M-I-Z-Z, and that's M-I-Z-Z, Donna B, and the B is for bold and beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to also tap into the main website for the Max Mobile App Network, ladies and gentlemen, and that's going to be definitely going to be on the maxmobileapps.com, ladies and gentlemen, maxmobileapps.com. Hey, also, to the number, you'll probably hear it again, but the call-in number today, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-843-4559. Call-in number 347 843-455-9 to be a part of the program. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's a great time of the year, and I would be remiss if I did not properly bring in Ms. Donna B. and Mr. Alfred Fields, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. But we got to pump it up a little bit with some awesome, awesome vibes, ladies and gentlemen, for the Ms. Donna B. and Mr. Alfred Fields. Let's bring them in right, ladies and gentlemen, for just about 2 minutes, okay? Hey, let's go.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Welcome to another, I'll keep it playing in the background now, Kevin. Welcome to another edition of the Max Mobile Apps Worldwide Radio Network. I'm your host, Alfred Fields, and my co-host, Ms. Donna B. We're enjoying another beautiful Saturday, December 16th, just a few days away from Christmas, another Christmas holiday. I can't believe another year is almost gone already. And I just want to let everybody know that we're going to have another awesome show today. And basically, as Kevin was mentioning, our live call-in number to the live show is 347-843-4559. Once again, that number is 347-843-4559. Inform everyone in your social media. We want you to text them. Put it in your Instagram. Put it in your Twitter. Pinterest. I'm talking about let everybody know that we have a live show and we can have people want to call in. So inform everyone to follow us on Twitter at Max Mobile Pro, and you can also follow Miss Donna B on her Twitter account at Ms. Donna B. That's M-I-Z-Z Donna B. Post your comments or your questions, or just say hey, just say hello. You know, you can also follow us on Instagram at Max Mobile Apps. And you can view pictures of our past celebrity guests from the past year. Actually, since we started, we're just over a year now. And one of the things we want to do, we want to remind our callers to dial into the show. And if you want to say hello to Ms. Donna B or myself, just go ahead and click one. Once you dial in, you're going to click one and the star sign to be placed in the queue. Once you're placed in the queue, we're going to mention the last four digits of your phone number only. Only the last four digits of your phone number. So when you hear your last four digits, that means you will be live on the air. So I just want to let everybody know that. Today, we are actually going to be playing the best of R&B music, actually part two. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they've got some lot of great music. And I'm going to do a quick shout out to Mr. David Webb, who is the founder and CEO of the Funk Music Hall of Fame and Exhibition Center in Dayton, Ohio. Also want to give a great shout out to Mr. Karate Mac. He is a celebrity bodyguard to the stars for the past 40 plus years. I want to say hello. What's happening with you, Mac? And Miss Donna B, what's happening with you today?
Hey, Alfred. I'm so excited. You know, was at the Manville Mavericks game. Yesterday, they beat the Angleton Wildcats yesterday at the NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, where the Houston Texans play. That's the first time I've been at that stadium. Great game. Wonderful game. They sold like about 20,000 tickets. It was wonderful. Go Hokahay! that's their slogan.
what is that slogan again?
Hoka Hey.
Hoka Hey. Oh, okay.
Hoka,
that's different.
Hey. Today is a great day today. Hoka Hey.
Okay. And that Menville High School team, are they called the Mavericks?
They're called the Mavericks, yes.
Okay.
Menville Mavericks, yes. And they beat they beat Angleton Wildcats, I think it was 38-10. 35 to 10. Very fast paced game. As usual, the Mavericks came out dominating the show. And the defense really did their job. They really shut them down really, really good. They shut them down, Alfred. They shut them down. And so, hey.
Yeah, it sounds like this team needs to be in a different conference, boy, because the scores you've been telling me about with this game, they've been beating people by two or three touchdowns, man.
Yes.
Anyway, just so we can go ahead and literally about talk about that, her nephew is a receiver on this team. His name is Curtis. I'm not going to give you out his last name, but his name is Curtis. And so I want to say, hey, Curtis, congrats to you, man. I mean, big. Man, I tell you, man, big props to you playing on an undefeated team. And just to let everybody know that the Menville Mavericks, they are undefeated. They are actually the conference. They're in the Conference 5A, and which is a D1 tournament that they're going to be playing. And matter of fact, as of next week, they're going to be playing for the state championship, which is going to be awesome. So that's going to be Friday, December 22nd. It's going to be around 7 p.m. And it's also going to be in it's going to be in Dallas. And going to be playing for the Highland Park, which is the team that they're going to be playing for the championship. So that's next Friday, December 22nd at 7 p.m., and that is the Menville Mavericks varsity football team, and they'll be playing against Highland Park, the Dallas team, next Friday at 7 p.m. That's going to be awesome. And actually, once again, that's for the 5A Conference D1 tournament. It's going to be major. That's going to be the UIL Football State Championship 2017. Congrats to you guys again. Anyway, we are going to start off with some matter of fact, Miss Donnaby, anything else you want to say? How's the weather and everything over there in Texas?
It's a little bit on the cooler side
than we are here in Florida.
Is it really? Okay, it's a little overcast over here. It's starting to warm up. The evenings out here are on the cool side, you know, right now. So I think the weather is very similar to the Florida weather. Very similar.
Okay, and I'm glad that the weather is doing good over there. We are definitely enjoying some really good weather here. It's been really nice with that low humidity. We've been in the high 60s, 67, 68, and next week we're going to be back up into the high 70s and 80s again next week. Definitely ain't looking forward to that. But,
nice.
It is. It's been very, very pleasant, and we're gonna go ahead and start out the show today with the R&B song. You're gonna hear a couple of songs that are gonna be some of your major hits and some of your favorites from the past, and then I'm gonna slip in a couple of them too that you probably haven't heard in a long time. And we're gonna start off with Rough Ends. That is a group. Now you know the song. You might not remember the name of the group, but you will remember, definitely remember the track. This is Rough Ends called "Someone to Love You." And we'll be back right after this.
Someone to love.
Rough Ends from Someone to Love You by Rough Ends. Man, that's a great, great song. Hey, you know something, Miss Donna B? I tell you, one of the things I look forward to every single week is your words of inspiration. Words of inspiration. Boy, I tell you, you've been coming up some really doozies, man. Matter of fact, you got a couple of them that I'm going to definitely keep for a long, long time that I can always listen to. But tell us about the words of inspiration for this week. Who do we have today?
Okay, well, we are going to talk about keep moving forward. We've got to keep moving forward. We are coming to the end of the year, and as we look back on the year, for some of us, you know, it was an okay year, but for others, it was a really difficult year. And, you know, we've had some ups and maybe more downs than we would care to have. And some of us, we've really had a lot of difficult decisions to make. And some of us have went through sadness from the loss of loved ones this year. I had a few friends, well, a couple of friends actually of my parents that passed this year. Unfortunately, hard times is a part of life, but it's really important to learn from the difficulties that we go through. We need to grow from them and then keep it moving forward. So here are some things that, you know, I learned from my problems to help me keep it moving forward from one year to the next. Tackle your problems like straight away. I learned a long time ago that when I had a problem, it didn't just go away by me doing absolutely nothing to correct it. I found that the best way for me to correct a problem, as much as I couldn't stand dealing with the problem, was to tackle it as quickly as possible. The quicker that we deal with the problems, the easier they are for us to correct, because, you know, a lot of the problems and issues that we go through involve deadlines and penalties and additional fees, which we don't want. I also noticed sometimes that I would feel better about dealing with my problem when I talk to someone about it. Now, I didn't just kind of like pick any person. That person was usually like a best friend of mine or a family member, because, you know, they understand me the best. That way, I'm able to talk out the problem completely and think through it logically. So talking to a friend, you know, really helps you to view the problem from a different perspective. Also, it's important to let the problem take its course. Some problems take a little while to resolve. They just don't miraculously solve themselves overnight. So once you've done all of that, you can really like let the problem take its course, and then you can like move on. As I said, it's really important to give yourself time, because you don't want to make life-changing decisions. So now, talking about being angry, when you feel angry about a problem, what I find that I do like a variety of things. Sometimes, you know, I like to go into solitude because I need the peace and quiet to think out the problem. And sometimes I might go walking, or I might go jogging, or I might do some form of cardio. Like I really enjoy like Zumba, because, you know, it's like a really great stress reliever for me. And I love the music, and, you know, I love doing the moves and all of that kind of thing. I think a lot of men, on the other hand, they tend to like to go running, or they like and lift the heaviest weights that they could possibly lift, and they like to relieve their stress doing those kinds of things. But these are all good ways to help prepare yourself, you know, to keep on moving forward. The key is that, you know, when you go through the problems, there's always going to be a light, guys. There's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So if you keep that thought in your mind, you will get through it, and you will keep moving forward to bigger and better things. So that's really important, to think that there will always be some light at the end of the tunnel. So I think it's time, you know, we can take a listen to our audio for today by Ben Lionel Scott. It's a motivational audio about keep moving forward. And in this particular piece, he uses a variety of different speakers. And you may recognize some of the speakers. Don't know if you'll recognize them or not, Alfred, but you can let me know. So let's take a listen to that audio. Thank you, Kevin.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. Make a choice. You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Don't stop fighting. You still got life to live.
We all have the ability to do anything.
Self-confidence. Willingness to do whatever it takes to achieve. Some people say, well, I'll do it for a little while and see what happens. You know, I'll try a couple of things. If that doesn't work, I'm out of here. And all of us know that that kind of person doesn't have much of a future. But if you're willing to do whatever it takes, if I have to learn a couple of things, I will learn those things. If I got to learn five or six things, I'll learn all six. If I have to take an extra class, I'll take an extra class. If I have to read the books, I'll read the books. Whatever it takes, I will do. That kind of willingness to overcome all circumstances, whether it's the little challenges or the big challenges, if you're willing to do that, I promise you, that starts to develop unbelievable self-confidence.
If you keep doing things the way you've always done, keep getting what you've always got. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over, looking for different results.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
I don't care where you come from, you find a way to get there. You use everything you have. It's not the size of the dog in a fight.
Can't do anything without faith. It's impossible to accomplish anything without faith. So I need you to believe. I believe. I believe. I believe in you. I believe you can do it. I believe that this is your beginning, but this doesn't have to be your end. That just because you are currently here, this is your present circumstances, that life don't have to end for you right now. This might be a page in your life. It might even be a chapter in your life, but it ain't the book, baby. You are not finished writing yet, so I need you to get busy living. There is still time. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, as long as you can wake up in the morning, you're still in the game, which means if you're in the game and there's still time in the game, still time left in the game, you can still win the game.
Kevin, what did you think about that?
Did you recognize any of the people that were speaking in that piece?
I heard a voice that sounds familiar. I just couldn't remember. I'm very terrible with names, but I did recognize one of the voices. I recognized a brother that was in there.
I just don't remember the name. I see his face. I can't remember his name. But you know something? That is something that is so true. And I think that most people, that's what they battle with. And, you know, even in my own personal experiences, I've learned, you know, when you go back and look at your life and look at the phases and see, one thing I've learned about just being in America seems to have this time frame based on your age, you know, from the time that you graduate high school, you get into college, you come out of college, and you're supposed to, you know, get yourself a, you know, a corporate job, or if you're not going to open up your own business. And, you know, for the longest, you know, we have this time restraint, you know, we're on this time frame that we're supposed to be pretty much successful by the time we get into our mid 30s, you know, because we said, you know, we did the party in, we got all these things out of our system. And what I've noticed, though, the culture has changed quite a bit. And one of the things that I had learned to be inspired by is I was very hard on myself for a long, long time, because I had the privilege of being pretty much successful in the entertainment industry at a young age, from the time I was 17 through my 20s. And then basically one of the things I realized too, that every place that you end up may not be good for you. That's one of the biggest things that I realized, that everything vibrates on a certain frequency. And because you make a move, not always the best move for you to make. And once you make that move, though, then it's, you really have to always keep analyzing where you are, you know, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And they are so right. You got to fail. There's no such thing as being successful without failure. It just doesn't happen. It's just like you can't work out without feeling pain in your muscles, because you have to break your muscles down. You know, people don't understand, when you actually are working out, you are tearing your muscles down. You're tearing them. You're breaking them. And then what builds them is because they have to, you know, they have to take the time and regenerate themselves. And as they regenerate themselves, they become a little bit larger. They get stronger. But life is the same way. You are literally tearing yourself down, going through all of these altercations and going through these difficult situations. But you see, what I find for people who are successful, and that's one of the things that has been a very beneficial for me, I study people who are successful. I look at I watch their habits, and that's what I learned from. And a lot of people in general do not realize that people who we consider very successful that we see on television or, you know, in our magazines, they have failed. A good example, Steve Harvey. They don't realize that people like Steve Harvey or Tyler Perry, these people have been homeless, you know, and
yeah,
I'm going to talk about
I
that
think,
a little bit later. They have
I
been
think,
homeless.
Yeah, I think, both of them said that they lived out of their car for quite some
yes.
time, I think.
Yeah.
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 And Denzel Washington, I think he was the one in that piece that was talking about, if you don't fail, you're not even trying. So, you know, if you don't attempt to do something, you'll never know if you're destined to be great at that thing or not, you know. So you've got to, like, try and keep trying and being persistent at whatever it is that you want to do. And actually, some of the other celebrities actually that were was in that piece was Will Smith. I don't know if you heard his voice, and Sylvester Stallone, William Hollis, Greg Plitt, Jim Rohn, Eric Thomas, which is who you heard last week, Alfred. Eric Thomas.
Yeah, that's probably the one I picked up on.
Yes, yeah, because, you know, he's really, you can really tell it's him, because he's really
he's
passionate
very vocal.
All the time. Very vocal. And last but not least, Denzel Washington, who was talking about, if you don't fail, you're not even trying. So so those were the people that were in that piece. But I liked what, I don't know who said it, but they said to get something you never had, you have to do something that you never did. So you really got to like step out of the box and really go for something, do something totally different to what you're normally doing in order to, you know, get the success that you're looking for.
Well, you know, the biggest problem that I see with people who are not successful is that they're just scared. And most people are so, you know, they get caught up and get very comfortable in their zone. And they basically are afraid to let go. They're afraid to reach out. They're afraid. They get complacent in their job. They get very complacent on working, you know. And there's nothing wrong with working in corporate America. That's how America has grown. America has grown because, you know, middle class America is the backbone of this culture. But with the technology today in this digital space, you have the ability now to become very successful in your own right. You don't have to be working for other people. You know, it's all about working as a team. You get yourself a team of people. For example, you know, our executive producer, Kevin, Miss Donna B, you get yourself a team of people, my other co-host, LaShawn, and you try to work as a network. And that's one of the things about being successful, that you have to have a network. You cannot do it alone. No matter how brilliant you are, no matter how talented you are, you can't do it alone. It's impossible to do. And the people who, you know, may say that they've done it, but, you know, on their own, I'm going to tell you right now, there's always been somebody along the way that was there to help them and to help them move forward. So, yeah, great piece. Very, very good piece. We're going to move on. And one of the things I want to talk about for this season, Max Mobile Apps, we are a tech company and we are getting involved with trying to help the homeless. And because help for the homeless is actually everyone's responsibility. And we have millions of homeless people in America, which today, you know, I really find very difficult to comprehend that. And reason being is because we have so many resources here in America. When I think about the amount of food that we're wasting, that we have to throw away every day because of federal laws, you know, health laws saying that, you know, once food is cooked and it has not been paid and has not been served, all of that food has to be thrown away. That's something that really needs to change, because it doesn't make any sense for the tons of food that is thrown away on a daily basis that could be feeding a lot of homeless people. So we're more than a tech company. We are in the process of helping the homeless. We are developed an app. And the app is actually going to be published. It'll be in the app stores as of this week coming. And what we believe in, we are a team of professionals that are motivated by the love of Christ to search in every corner of the cities across America for the lost and needy and offer them real hope and meaningful support. So what we're going to do is we're going to start building long-term relationships with friends that are on the street and helping to guide them through, you know, relationships with Christ or whoever you believe in, because everybody needs to believe in something that will help them to realize their worth and inspire them to invest in their lives. And one of the things that I've noticed, too, is just because somebody has a different religious background does not make them less human. And you know, something I always kind of scratched my head, you know, we're talking about the Winter Olympics that are coming up. I never understood how four years, when is the Olympics, Ms. Donovan? Every 4 years, correct? Okay. Well, whatever the time period that we have of the Olympics, I noticed that we can get several countries to participate in the Olympics. And when they participate, we are all working together as one. And that's one of the things I noticed, even though it's competitive, you know, which is makes it fun and that's by nature, but we don't have any major problems. We're multiple countries all in one location, athletes, pro athletes, managers, families, fans, and we can get along. And we get along for that one moment, for that time period, whatever, you know, for that week, everybody gets along. And so I don't understand why can't we carry that across the world on an everyday basis? If we can get along together, several countries can get along in a week's time during the Olympic period, because you got the trial periods, then you turn around and got the actual games. There's no reason why multiple countries are not able to get along, because we all suffer the same fate. No matter what part of the earth that you're from, we're people that have the same feelings. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. We need to be fed, you know. And so it's a human thing. Homelessness is a human thing. It has nothing to do with your background, nothing to do with your religion, you know, your creed, your sex. It has nothing to do with that. It's a human thing. And the condition of homelessness afflicts thousands of people in our midst every day. And so we are creating a new division called Homeless America. And we believe that the path to a healthy and productive lifestyle should be open to everyone. But none of us finds that path alone. It's about more than just a bed and a quick meal. It really is. And homelessness is a symptom of deeper, broader, it's a broad problem. And it's more than, as I mentioned, it's more than just having a quick meal and giving them a blanket, you know? The desperate and helpless need hope and healing. It's a lot of it has to do with emotional, mental issues. They need a new way to be able to live with a charge, you know, with a changed mindset. Their mindset has to be changed. And it also has to change because when you change your mindset, you can change your heart. When you change your mindset, you can change your heart. Because one thing I know is no matter how depression, you know, affects you, because during the holiday season, as Ms. Donovan was talking about, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be going through some depression, going through a lot of problems. But I'm telling you, it's all perception. And I'm not saying not having food and not having money, you know, is just an imagination. I know it's real. Been there. Know what it's like. Been there, done that. Most of us is just one paycheck away from being homeless. Most of the people in America, I know, I've been there. But our vision is to help people discover the reasons for their condition and the emotional and material resources to live beyond their challenges. It is very possible to live beyond your challenges. You know, we got people like I said, Tyler Perry, and, you know, they have been able to, Steve Harvey, have been able to get past that challenge. And that's a great thing. And it's all about working together. I would never, ever want to, you know, whether it's Miss Donna B, whether it's Kevin, I would never, ever just turn my head if anything ever happened to any of my people on, you know, my network. I wouldn't allow them to be homeless. I would always make sure that they have a place to stay regardless of what the circumstances are, because they are my friends. They're more than just my friend. They're like my family. So if we had that attitude, we have to have that attitude with everything. You know, it's a human thing. So at Homeless America, the friends that we meet under bridges, street benches, shelters, bus stops, you know, we're going to find more than just the basics. They need to get by, you know, another day, another week, and they need to find friendship. They need encouragement. They need motivation to take their first step towards a new, more sustainable way of living. You know, going towards the light is what we call going towards the light. And so we're going to go ahead and we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people who want to get involved. And this homeless app, it provides an ample selection of homeless aiding resources, not just for the homeless, but people who would like to be able to help the homeless, because it's all about resources. And this app will be able to give you resources right at your fingertips, enabling to help the homeless in a quick and effective way. You need to know where your support is needed. And one of the things we're going to do at Homeless America, we're going to let people know where their money is going to. We're not a 501c3. We're not a nonprofit organization. We are a tech company. We are a company for profit. But what we're going to do is we are going to have an app in every major city in the U.S. And this app is going to include resources such as addiction recovery, knowing to where to go, domestic violence, food resources, medical care, ministries and churches. It's going to have additional resources. It's going to help you find shelters. And also, we're going to try to find permanent housing for the homeless. So keep that in mind. And anybody that has any questions and would like to be able to participate as a sponsor with Homeless America, just contact Max Mobile Apps at 813-403-7271. We are going to be launching this campaign very soon. This homeless app will be in the app store as of this week coming, and we are looking for sponsors in every major city. We're going to start right here in our home in the Tampa Bay area, and we'll be having, you know, in Texas. We'll be everywhere. We're going to be in the entire across the U.S., and this is something that I'm going to dedicate my life to, because I do know what it's like to be homeless, and I also know what it's like to be able to come back from that. And it does. It takes a certain mindset. You have to change your mindset. Just like what they're saying, what Miss Donna B was saying about in her in the recording today, you will not change your results if you don't change your habits. If you want different results, then you have to have a different plan. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting to get different results. It just isn't going to happen. Nature doesn't work that way. If you look at the laws of nature, it does not work that way. And here's one small example that I'm going to walk away from this. Here's an example. One of the things I like to see is I like to look at ants. As weird as that sounds, it's because they are so organized. You never see one by itself. You always see multiple of ants, even if it's just a couple of them, but you never see them by themselves because they work as a union. And no matter how much it's going on, you can look at a million ants. It doesn't take much to look at a million of them. You can look at 1 million ants, and they are flowing in multiple directions. But one of the things that I notice is traffic jams. You don't see any accidents. I mean, they are so organized. You know, a couple may get bumped off here and there, but you know what? They keep it moving. They don't get jammed up. They don't get jammed up until somebody else interferes with them. But by nature, they keep it moving. So talking about what Ms. Donna B was talking about today, they always keep it moving. And they get to where they have to go.
Yeah.
And that's
really
just nature.
Yeah, it's really important, you know, to give back to the community. And this is one way that you can give back by helping the homeless. And for me,
Oh, you're breaking up, Ms. Donna B.
Oh. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, but you're breaking up very badly.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Alfred.
Okay, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But what really bothers me, you know, about the homeless is during the winter time, you know, those people that live in those northern type cities, you know, where it's really, really cold, I really feel for them. And a lot of these, among the top homeless cities in, you know, where they have a lot of homeless people is places like New York City, Boston, Washington, D.C., San Francisco. Those are all like northern states, very, very cold, you know, and I really feel for those people, particularly during the winter months. You know what I'm saying? That's it's a sad thing because it's terrible to feel the elements, those cold elements in the winter time. It's really very sad to have to deal with that.
Well, you know, we don't do a lot of things that makes a lot of sense. You know, as big as the NFL is a multi-billion-dollar operation, and it's the most that sport. The National Football League makes more money than any other sport in the world. And one of the things, Kevin and I, we were just talking about this the other day, what doesn't make any sense is why are all the domes are in the South? I don't understand. When I stood up here and was watching a Buffalo, I think Indianapolis Colts and the Buffalo Bills were playing in snow. They were playing before the game even started. They had multiple, you know, 30, 40, 50 workers out here with blowers and shovels cleaning off the field. But the snow was so heavy that you couldn't even see the markers. You couldn't even see the field. All you saw was white. It just looked like a bunch of grown men in uniform playing in the snow. And what doesn't make any sense is why would you not have a dome in those northern states like Chicago? You know, like New York, why would you not have a dome there? Why are all the domes in the South where there isn't any snow? You got the domes in New Orleans, you got domes in Texas, you know, you got domes in California, but you don't have really a lot of snow there. You know, you may get some flurries here and there, but it doesn't make any sense. It's backwards. Makes no sense at all. And as I was out looking at the game, I was sitting here like, I didn't even want to watch the game entirely because it just didn't make a lot of sense. You see people slipping and sliding, and it's like they're just playing in the snow. And what was even crazier were the fans who literally paid the tickets to come out there and watch it in the blurry. That to me was like, you guys are nuts. You're sitting here and you're going to pay. And I know those tickets are $30, $40, $50 and then some. And you want to sit out here and you're all covered up. You're sitting here in a blizzard and you're covered up watching these millionaires play a game of football. If you think about it, that's what you're doing. You are literally sitting outside in the cold, in the snow flurries, in a snowstorm, all bundled up, watching millionaires play a game. Now, how much sense does that really make?
Well, first of all, though, Alfred, a lot of fans, you know, whoever your team is, they buy their season tickets. So they're not just going to let their money go down the drain just because.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's why
they spend a lot of money.
That money could be going to a homeless family and could be housing somebody. That same money that you're paying for those season tickets could be housing a family.
Yes,
so I'm
could.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I love the sport. I love the game. But to me, that's just not justifiable to me.
I know a lot of people that are very much into their football. I mean, just like yourself. But I've talked to them about this, and I used to talk to my dad about. My dad used to say the same thing what you were saying about. Oh my goodness, how could they kind of like waste all this spent? You know, pay these players like millions and millions of dollars, and you know, you've got like a medical doctor not making half as much as what they make. You know what I'm saying? He never kind of like really, you know, understood, you know, the sense in that also. But going back to what you're just saying, I think for a lot of people, you know, they have a lot of stress and so forth going on in their lives, on their jobs and so forth. They use those football games for therapy. You know, it's like a stress reliever because being in the stands, you know, being in the stands, everybody is shouting their heads off. And I think, you know, I think they enjoy shouting their heads off and, you know, just, I think they feel stress free after they've been to a game, you know, and then they can go back to their jobs on a Monday feeling, you know, either good or great if their team won, or, you know, kind of carrying on about, oh my man, you know, this person, you know, this team lost, my team lost and so forth. But it's like a stress reliever for them, I think.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't a lot of us out there that's doing that. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a culture thing, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't seen a lot of brothers and sisters out there all wrapped up, bundled up, sitting out there in the snow. We've been going through that for all of our lives, and we ain't going to sit up here and pay a lot of money to sit out there and be freezing trying to get some cold hot dogs or some cold peanuts to be watching a bunch of millionaires running around. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's a mental thing, you know, but trust me, I can find a whole lot of other ways of relaxing, like sitting behind a nice 4K large screen TV and enjoying the warmth of a home and watching the game. So I'm one of those kind of folks.
Yeah, you definitely get a better view of all the plays on TV. You surely do.
I'm warm and I'm feeling good, you know. But anyway, we're going to move on. And you know what? It's time for our next track. And matter of fact, since we're talking so much about the cold, we're going to go ahead and play a track called Shine. Bring some heat up in here. Called Shine by the Barqués. And we'll see you in a little bit. Shine by the Barqués.
Everybody just fall and it's not a crime.
By the Barcades. Boy, I tell you, I love that old school music, man. I'm telling you, I like a lot of the new groups that we have here, but boy, I tell you, there's nothing like the old school groups. I'm telling you, they just had a certain rhythm about them, man. It's just, you know, when you think about the back in the days when we had all these groups from the 70s and the 80s and then early 90s and stuff, man, it was a lot of fun. You know, everything when you went to a concert, you know, it didn't cost you $120 to go see a show where you could see four or five groups, you know, three or four bands, you know, live bands. You saw live recordings and stuff. And, you know, if you think about the songs that they were playing back then, there wasn't a lot of profanity, and they sung about love. They were singing about relationships. They were singing about partying. You know, it was just a different, totally different era. That's what I love about these old school groups. And speaking of old school.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, we just had Larry Dobson on the show back in October, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just recently. It was a treat if you didn't hear that, listen to that show that week. It was really great talking to him and about all the different. In actual fact, I remember he was saying that he was retiring so that he could do a lot more work in the community. So, you know, because he has nonprofits also.
Ms. Donnaby, are you moving around? Because you are breaking up quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of Larry Dodson, yeah, Larry Dodson's a lead vocalist for the Barcades. He's actually performing his last show today. He's performing in Memphis today, and I think it's the Funk Legends. Today is actually his last day for performing. He's going to be retired after today. And so I want to give a lot of props out, a good, big shout out to Larry. And Larry, we definitely look forward to working with you in the future, because I know you're going to be promoting your book as well. So we're definitely going to have you come back on the show in 2018 and talk about your book and your experiences, you know, as the lead vocalist for the Barcades. And I tell you, man, they had a long run, man. They were doing very, very well. And I was just talking to my buddy Steve last night, Steve Arrington, who's actually going to be performing with them. And so Steve said this was an honor for him as well to be chosen to perform with with Larry and the Barcades for the last time. So he's going to actually be performing with them today. And so it's really nice to be able to keep up and hear what a lot of guys are doing. I talked to Larry Blackman the other day, and matter of fact, we will be talking to Sherelle very soon. And then also, too, I had a quick conversation with Tony Terry. Tony Terry is going to be coming on the show. We just couldn't work out we're trying to work the schedule out, but he'll be coming on our show very soon as well. And matter of fact, speaking of Tony Terry, we're going to go ahead and play one of his big tracks called When I'm With You by Tony Terry. It's another one of my favorite tracks. KB, are you with us? There we go. This is When I'm With You by Tony Terry.
Just like that.
Oh,
That was Tony Terry, When I'm With You. What do you think about that song, Ms. Donna B?
Oh, I love that song. I love that slow jam. I didn't realize he was a graduate at the Duke Ellington School of Arts in Washington, didn't I? I just learned about that. And Duke Ellington was a great piano player,
So, he was a great composer.
Yes. I used to listen to Duke Ellington music a lot with my dad. He loved that kind of music and you know, like Oscar Peterson and you know, people like that. So Mr. Terry, you know, graduated from a great school. I love his music. I do. I'm not sure where he is. Is he still touring? Do you know, Alfred?
I'm sorry, sweetie. I couldn't really hardly hear you. You're breaking up again.
Oh, is he still touring?
Yes, he's actually performing today. He's performing today with the Barquets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's great.
Like I said, this is the last day that you know, he's going to be performing. The Barquets will still continue. They're still going to continue on, but this is a big show that they're doing in Memphis tonight. And matter of fact, Larry said when he Steve will he's going to give me a call when he gets settled in, because they're going to be going through as soon as he gets off the plane, they got to go through a sound check. And he said that he'll call me and keep me posted on what's going on. But it's great though, you know. Like I said, these old school artists, it's just amazing the endurance that they've had to be performing for 40, you know, four decades. And I have a lot of respect for a lot of these artists that are able to maintain their craft, because this is something they love to do and this is who they are. And to be able to do it on a successful level, you know, that's a great thing. And that's what really life is all about. Whether you're a musician or any kind of artist, or, you know, a writer, a painter, a sculptor, doesn't matter what you are, whatever you like to do, the key to really enjoying your life is doing what you love to do. And, you know, a lot of us that is the most important thing. And, you know, not only enjoy, because I do this, I enjoy doing the show. I've never really been a radio person. I did radio back in college days, but it wasn't something that I took on, you know, I considered as a career, even though everybody kept saying, you know, go ahead, man, you'd be very successful in radio. And I probably would have been, but you know something, at the end of the day, I really enjoy just being, you know, being creative and being able to listen to a lot of these songs and being able to write, you know, infomercials, being in a recording studio. And that's something that I do miss a lot. I miss being in the recording studio. And that was a really, really special part of my life, being able to sit up there from scratch and just create something. And then, you know, at the end of it, you sit back and listen to all those hours, all those days and months that you had to sit down and just, you know, because people don't realize how long it really takes to put things together, to put a good track together. They'll have no idea the hours and the days, you know, to months, and how long it takes to put it all together. And,
well, how
you know,
many, tell me this, Alfred, how many hours on average a day did you used to spend in the studio?
Oh my gosh. Let me put it this way. We used to go in, I still remember this one particular time, and I'm going to, the average day, we would go into the studio, and if you notice, a lot of studios don't have windows. Studios are not made with windows on the outside, you know, so you can see the outside, because it actually is a distraction. And so when we went into the studio, whether we're doing, and you go in the studio for different things, whether you're coming in just to do rhythm tracks, you're doing vocals, and we used to probably record about an average of 128 tracks. And that's what we used to average. And doing 128 tracks, it could take us anywhere from 10, 14, sometimes it'll take up to 24 hours. And a lot of times we would just order in, you know, we'll have Chinese food or some pizza, and they order in, bring it into the studio. And I've sat behind mixing boards, consoles, where everybody was knotted out, you know, they're knotting out sleeping, and we're still up there, we're still mixing. But this one particular time, I remember going in on a Friday. We had a show, and we went into the studio Friday night, and we got in the studio about 2 o'clock in the morning, And I didn't get out of the studio, didn't leave until Monday morning. It was early Monday morning around 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. That whole time we were in the studio. That's the longest of it. That's the longest time I've ever spent in the studio. And it was weird because we just totally lost track of time. We didn't know what day it was. We had to literally had to look and, you know, look at our watches, look at a calendar just to figure out what day, because your whole cycle is thrown off because you don't, you're not looking at sunsets. You're not looking at the moon. You're in the side of a studio all that time. So you really lose track of what day, what time it is. So, but those were, you know, those were some great times, great days. And I look forward to doing it again. You know, the nice thing about it, I'm looking forward to working with Kevin and yourself with the new Average system. And the new Average system, you know, we're going to be doing live shows where people going to be able to see us on their smartphones and tablets. And that's something that we're definitely looking forward to. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a lot more recording, a lot more infomercials, and actually, I'm going to get back into production myself. And I've already been told, been offered by Michael Cooper and Steve Arrington and a couple of other guys. They said, you know, whenever I decide to come back and want to play, I can come along and play with them, you know, to sit in and do some performances with them. So that's one of the projects,
that's
one
great.
Of my things I'm going to be doing in 2018. I'm going to start playing bass again and practice, and probably take about six months to get my chops back, and then get out here and then start performing. I don't want to do it for a living. I just want to do it to have some fun and hang out with some of the fellas, and that's, you know, and that's it. It'd be a nice thing to do. It'd be a lot of fun, and I love to be able to do that because my child, my youngest, my 16-year-old, has never ever seen me perform. She knows that I used to play, you know, back in the day, but she's never ever seen me perform. And that's something that I want her to be able to do. I want her to be able to experience her watching her dad perform on stage, you know, with the very good group. So that'll be, and my grandkids, not just my daughter, but my grandkids. So that'll be a nice thing. That would be the biggest thing for me, having the kids and the grandkids being able to watch us perform. And
yeah,
what do you do? What do you like to do, Ms. Donnaby? What are your plans for 2018?
Oh, my plans is to continue growing my voiceover business. And, you know, I'd really like to do some really great projects because, I would like to be a part. I enjoy being a part of a large project and then seeing the final portion of the project, you know, however it comes out, I want to see the final product. That would be really, really exciting to me. And I don't care whether I'm doing, you know, whether it's like a promoting an entertainer or doing a documentary or, you know, whether it be a commercial. I like being a part of that process. So that's what, you know, I plan on doing, you know, in 2018. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think I really do. And I'm going to enjoy being, you know, in the studio and, you know, just learning my craft even better in 2018. That's going to be fun.
Okay. And our executive producer, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. Kevin, what do you like to do more in 2018?
Well, I tell you, Alfred and Donna, Ms. Donnaby, you guys are doing an awesome job. We got to give you guys some claps first before we get started. This is the Max Mobile App. I love it. Yeah, I tell you, one thing is definitely expanding our network, Alfred and Ms. Donnaby. I am so excited about the new Average system, and that's going to be huge. Excited about that. Also, too, working on a couple of inventions as well. You'll be hearing more about those as well. So the goal is for inventions to be launched. One is in progress right now, and the other one is get our Average system up so we can take over the planet on internet, radio, and television networks. Ladies and gentlemen, excited about that. Can't wait to work with you guys, and you guys are amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you should get that right. Well, we thank Kevin too. Kevin's been an awesome executive producer, man. And
awesome.
Matter of fact, he's the one that got this started. And I said we wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world, man. And Yeah, Kevin is actually going to be doing the remotes for the new Avra system. The Avra system, for those who don't know, it's called Avra, which represents or which means audio, video, radio. It's the acronym for audio, video, radio. And basically what that means is you're going to get a better broadcast and you're actually going to be able to see us in the studio. You'll be able to see Kevin. You'll see myself. You'll see Miss Donna B. You'll be able to see our shows. And you're also going to be able to see our guests. Our guests, no matter where they are, they'll be able to tune in using the cameras on their smartphones and also on their tablets. And so you'll be able to see a split screen where you'll be able to see us in the studio, and you're also going to be able to see our guests. So we are definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be a live radio, and it's live TV radio. And we're going to have a lot of major things going on. We're going to have a lot of more A-list clients. We're going to be able to show music videos. So there's a lot of things going to be happening. So we're going to be having a lot of fun with that. I can hear some funk music in the background. Okay, Kevin, you know what? Let's go ahead and turn that up here. You want to ride with that, Kevin? Kevin, that thing is just giving us a message here. So let's go ahead and go with this funk music.
Yeah.
Kevin, you slipped that one in us on that one.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I thought that was something that reminds me of the bass, man. I love that bass and all the guitar. I tell you, man, that's some serious music, man. It's amazing how you look back in time to see how brilliant these guys are, man. Some of them, man, just incredible. Just incredible.
You know, Miss Donna B asked me a couple of weeks ago, she was asking me what was my definition of funk, you know, and it was so funny. I was kind of working out and I was thinking about it. I was listening because I can't work out without listening to music.
Yes,
and I listen to a lot of old school music while I'm working out. And, you know, what I didn't mention to her was funk music is actually it's nothing but a feeling. Funk music is an attitude. It's like an attitude because, you know, people, especially for African Americans, they always talk about maybe the way we stride, the way we walk. And a lot of it is just it's our attitude. It's a feeling. And what it is, you take that feeling and mix it with some. Now, Miss Donnaby, she's going to laugh about this. But what we call back in the day, we put some stank on it. You know, you take a groove and you put some stank on it, and that's what makes it funky. I just want to let you know that, Miss Donna B.
That is really
the black term of what funk is. A funk is a groove with some stank on it. And that's where the word
sounds so American.
I'm telling you, that's black. It ain't just American. That's just black. It's just that's where the terminology literally came from. And that's why they call it funk, because they put some stank on top of a groove.
Yeah.
And that groove
always
started with the bass and the drums. And then you put some stank on it, and that's what called it funk. And that's it's a groove.
Right.
As Kevin is talking about it right now. Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead and turn that up.
If you let the funk hit your eye, you're going to
let the funk in your eye.
They don't know nothing about that. They don't know anything about that overseas.
Funk not only kills, it
amps you.
Bye-bye.
What are we talking about? I'm going to take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
That bass was bad. You know, you just got to get up and like dance. You know what I'm saying? When you hear that,
absolutely, goodness. No doubt about it.
That's that stink that we're talking about, though.
Yeah, I know. I was feeling it.
They don't know nothing about that over in the UK. They don't do that over in the UK, but that's that stink funk.
We're not that far behind, okay? We might be behind. We're not that far behind, okay?
Y'all ain't got no stink music like that over there in the UK. Man. That's like watching a Japanese bass player trying to play some funk like that. That just...
that's below the belt, Alfred.
There's certain things they just don't do. But check this out. I'm going to show you what two people from two neck of the woods, what they can combine, what they can do together. We're going to play a track by Keith Sweat featuring Snoop Dogg. Now, Keith Sweat, he is from Harlem, New York. And Snoop Dogg, believe it or not, is actually from Long Beach, California. We're talking about totally two different sides of the planet. You know, when you're talking about Long Beach, California and Harlem, there is no contrast between the two of them whatsoever. But look what they have been able to do together. This is Keith Sweat featuring Snoop Dogg on a track called Come and Get With Me. Totally two different combinations. This is what we love about how they can put music together.
Y'all, Keith Sweat and Snoop D-O-double-G, real players, doing this VIP, you feel me? So all the ladies that want to get with us, you got to be special, VIP, come get with me. Goodness greetings, Snoop and Keith Sweat, a double dose that is triple threat. Yeah, more wet white star in the glass. It's a toast to the food that let you step through with no pass. All access, you can jump in the test. When we through parlaying, you dig what I'm saying? You look good, girl, but you look better if you was with me. Get in when you fit in, let's do this VIP.
Look at your story, you really got it going on. I like the way you move me, girl, when the DJ plays the songs. You're looking real good to me. Sitting in a VIP, you really need to get with me.
Come on. Yeah, come and get it, girl.
We're still going, body's still going. Everywhere, but I still have to stop and stare. Cause you're looking real good to me. Sitting in a VIP. You really need to get with me. Oh, yeah.
So come on, get with me.
You're with me. Thought to keep sweat, we'll look up with the dog pound, that's the finest.
Take time to listen, come get with me, that we on a mission.
Come on, get with me.
Clarify with you, when you say that's hitting below the belt, you know what? Funk music is below the belt. That's why your feet got to start moving. When you hear funk music, when that music hits your ear hole, all of a sudden now, guess what? Your feet start moving by itself. So it does. It does hit below the belt. Just want to let you know that. Well, you know what? Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's not just the foot tapping. It's the body moving. You know what I'm saying? As well as the foot tapping.
I'm just proud to say it's a black thing. Well, I'm telling you right now, funk music is a black thing recognized all around the world. It was created right here in the good old US of A. And I'm telling you right now, it'll never be duplicated. People can try to fake it. They can try. But you know, some, that's what's so nice about music, because music comes from all around the world. And I grew up listening to music from everywhere. I listen to music from India. I listen to music from the Orient. I listen to music from the classicals, from Eastern Europe. I listen to music from all around the world. And that's what really helps us appreciate, you know, it's amazing how people can, no matter where you are, I've always found it amazing how you can be in a different part of the world. And all humans, if you got everything working, you got two ears, you got all the same thing, but guess what? We create differently. We see things differently and we create differently. We look at colors differently and we also listen to music differently, and that which allows us to create music differently. And that's what's so interesting, what I love about the arts, that you get to get a contrast of all these different cultures that create all these different sounds no matter where they're from. And it's all based on where you're from. That's what's so interesting part of it, because if you take a brother that was raised over in the UK, even though that may not be his natural country, he's going to adapt to whatever that environment is. So he's going to adapt to the English ways, just like an English person may be raised over here. They come from a young age and they're raised over here and become more Americanized. They're going to fit a little bit differently. So everything is based on where you grow up. That's what's so interesting about traveling and being around the world, because we are nothing but habits based on where we're from. And it's interesting, right? Because you came over here from the UK, so you bring your knowledge and your background and your habits and your feelings and your taste buds, all that comes from where you were raised up at. So you came raised up over here in the UK, and you were in the UK, you were in the South, was it South UK?
I was in South East, London, the county of Surrey. Just like how you got, in Tampa, Florida, you got like Hillsborough County, same thing, Surrey County. Yes, or wherever you're from, Rochester, whatever the county is there, that's, you know,
yes, Monroe County.
Same thing. Yeah, Monroe County. Okay. Yes, yeah, yep. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and Miss Donna B, for everybody, all you fans out there for Miss Donna B, she is from a city called Croydon. She's from Croydon, London. That's where Miss Donna B is from. But anyway, we're at the end of another fantastic, fun show of the Max Mobile Apps. Miss Donna B, what shout-outs do you have for today?
Shout-outs to my mom, Ellery, Wesley, Akil, Kim, and Dennis. And let's see. That's about it, yeah, for right now. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Kevin? What we got to do one day, we got to get the moms on the show, man. You know, Miss Donna B, we got to get your mom on the show and get her to say hello. I got to get my mom, get her when she's feeling a little better, get her on the show. We got to get the moms on the show, man.
Great idea.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the moms, we wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
If moms wasn't,
nope.
wasn't doing what you're doing, we wouldn't have been here doing these shows. So we got to get moms on the show. But anyway, I'm going to give out my shout-outs to my two lovely daughters, my oldest and my youngest. My youngest is Lexi, and my oldest is Toya. And also give a great shout-out to one of my biggest fans, or one of our biggest fans of the show is Lily. And once again, special love to my mother, Aisha. And Aisha, you know what? Every day we're praying for you, and I hope you're feeling better. And just you know, just take it one day at a time. Take it 1 hour at a time. That's all. Not just one day. Take it 1 hour at a time, and you know, do the best that we can. And just letting you know that your children love you. We all love you, and you got a lot of people that love you. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's what counts. I want everybody to remember the dash. And for those who are new, that have not heard this, remember the dash that represents your life. When you die, there will be two dates on your tombstone, the date that you are born and the date of your death. Those two dates are separated by a short dash in the middle. That dash actually represents your life. It shows that life is really, really short. So until next week, I want everyone to live your life one day at a time as if it's your last. And remember, cherish yesterday, because it was awesome. Live today, because you're here now. And dream tomorrow. Don't worry about too much about tomorrow. Just dream about tomorrow. And until next week, I'm your host, Alfred Fields, along with Miss Donna B and Kevin Vaughn. Give someone a very big hug today, okay? That's what I want everybody to do. Go out and give somebody a hug today, and God will smile on you. Until next week, we will see you. We'll tell you we love you all, and we want everyone to share peace and joy in this holiday season. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Girl, I've been missing you. And you know, it's funny. Every time I get to feeling this way, I wish I had you near me. I want to reach out and touch you. The things we do, the way you call me baby when I'm holding you, I shake and I shiver when I know you're near. Then you whisper in my ear, oh babe, where
Donna B., one of the best voiceover specialists on the planet. We thank you so much. Hey, just as a reminder for those who are just joining us, our Twitter account, Max Mobile Pro, Max Mobile Pro on Twitter. And for Ms. Donna B., go to Ms. M-I-Z-Z Donna B., M-I-Z-Z Donna B. for Ms. Donna B.'s Twitter account. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, the Max Mobile Apps main website is at maxmobileapps.com, maxmobileapps.com for all your professional mobile app services, ladies and gentlemen. So give us a call. You can give us a call at 813-403-7271. That's 813-403-7271. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Max Mobile Apps Radio Network. Take care, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great and awesome day. Bye-bye now.